Lord Pig's movie that he reviews every week. So if you haven't checked it out, check out our Facebook page. Oh, also, before, let me carry on, just interrupting Gidget. I finally uploaded the show 2 weeks ago from home because I'm not allowed to at work anymore because work got a virus. They don't know where it came from, but we're not allowed to do any. I used to do it in my lunch break. But I finally, it took about 25 minutes for each hour, but least it didn't bounce out. I got it done. So,
okay, so it worked,
So the 3rd of February is up, folks. The podcast, if you want to listen, there's all the other podcasts. Some podcasts have been listened to 10 times and others have been listened to zilch. So there's plenty there.
That's odd, isn't it?
To select. Yeah. But it's up and I'll try and get last week's and this week's up this week.
Okay.
All right, Gidget, take away. Tell us which book you're reading from.
Okay, this book is called Design with Colour and Style. It's by Shayna Blaze. She's an Australian interior designer from Selling Houses Australia.
So how old is this book?
This is quite new. I think it's...
So it's not...
It's only a couple of years old.
So it's not designs from 1945.
No. It's quite new. It's only a couple of years
47.
Old.
So I was designed in 1947.
Took years to make you, though.
Oh, I thought it was 1847.
Wow. Can you put Gidget on report, please, supervisor?
Gidget on report, times two?
Yeah, times two.
What?
Oh, well.
Well, anyways, back to reading.
Yes.
Creating your own personal style can be a life of progression. Note: I said life and not lifetime. If you think that getting to the point of having your own personal style will take a whole lifetime, you will immediately look at this as too much hard work and take the easy road. Latching onto someone else's life by copying another person's style, your progression in life gives you a moving, flowing account of your individual and personal style. See your design style as a log and depiction of your ever-changing evolution through life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gee, there's a lot to be said. There's a lot more in that than just about knocking a house over, isn't there?
Mm.
Wow.
It's very, very, very good, and I can't wait to interior decorate my new cave with Junior Gidge. I'm going to give her a little playroom, and we're going to put some boards.
I bet you there'll be surfboards on the wall.
Oh yes, absolutely.
In crayon.
Way to go! You know that you've seen that caravan where I have mine on site. The caravan has got all the surfboards out the front where they eat. That looks quite good, doesn't it?
Yeah, nice. Very good.
Well, that's good, Gidge. So tell the listeners one more time the name of the book.
So the name of the book is Design with Colour and Style by Shayna Blaze, and I'll put it up on our Rock and Roll Smorgasbord Facebook page.
Thank you, Gidge. Still to come, we're into the second hour. We'll have the Dodgy Song shortly, Lord Pig's Pig Thought, and his movie review. So lots more, and then after that, Weekly World News, 78 rev per minute in concert. Lots to keep you entertained between now and 9 p.m. Here's Huey Lewis and the news.
In a perfect world. Perfect bubble means the perfect girl. This is the second hour.
She calls me from the cold, just when I was low, feeling short of stable. All that she intends, and all she keeps inside is in on the label. She's ashamed. Can she take me for a while? Can I be a friend? The bend. Well, here and now, will we ever be again? 'Cause I have found all that shimmers in this world is sure to fade away again.
She says that love is for fools and fools. 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and today.
Cover me when I run. Cover me through the fire.
From the album Load, released in 1996, that's Metallica and the house that Jack built.
Very nice. Yeah. I love it.
It's a pretty house, isn't it?
Yes.
Before that, Cole Chamber, we were saying off air that this could have been a contender for Under the Covers.
Mm. Yes.
Great version of Peter Gabriel's Shock the Monkey. Fuel and Shimmer, that's good too.
Mm. I didn't know that was the name of that song, but I like that song.
Ah, yeah.
No idea.
Oh, there's lots to like on this program, Lord.
Oh. What about the weeks that you don't come in?
That's even better. Huey Lewis. Oh.
What happened then?
Huey Lewis and the News and Perfect World.
It is a perfect world.
It's not always perfect in here, though, is it?
But no, it's a bit.
We get by.
We don't know if you can hear it at home, but one channel on our earphones is dropping out, so it's either just us or if it's coming through at home.
Oh, there's bees buzzing around.
Oh, there's a bee, is there?
Yeah, there's a beehive right behind you.
Oh, cool. Thanks for telling me.
Oh, well, we better attend to that at 23 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Concise Finance is a nationally recognised mortgage broking firm with an integrated and holistic approach to financial services. We are built on the foundations of a tailored experience for each customer. With extensive experience in residential and investment property loans, we are the mortgage broking firm that will help you secure your financial freedom. The ethos at Concise Finance is to fully engage with clients to get it right the first time. If you're looking for your next property or to better your interest rates, call one of the team from Concise Finance on 1300 978 357. Station sponsor.
The team at Dependable Security Group specialise in the latest security and CCTV systems on the market today. Their factory-trained technicians can come to your premises and carry out installations, repairs and service on all popular brands. Ask about the DSG Security Health Check. Dependable Locksmiths are part of the Dependable Security Group. Station sponsor.
It's horrible! It's horrible! I just can't stand it!
Oh, we haven't even had it yet. And
wow.
The ghost of Jack Little.
And Jack Little's gone right off.
Well, before we get to the dodgy, that just reminded me, I had an interesting encounter yesterday.
Yes, pray tell.
We took our dog to the dog park.
Yeah.
Near our home.
What's your dog's name? Barker, isn't it? Is that right?
Evie.
Oh, Evie.
So anyway, we went to the dog park and I was got chatting to this lady there, woman who's 70-something, and she says, oh, yes, I used to be in the roller game.
And really? That's cool.
That's what I said. Her name was Sharon Lee. Sharon Lee, and she called her Shaz Lee. I had to be honest, I don't remember her, but she showed me an old photo when she was younger.
Yeah.
But I, you know, Adeline Hocker, and oh, yes, she's dead now, and Leroy Gonzalez, oh, yes, he's still alive, he's doing this and that. And she was really tickled that I remembered
everything. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And at the end, she gave me her number, her landline. She said, next time you come down to
number seven, isn't it? Is that right?
Number seven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that her number, number seven?
I'm not sure. Her phone number, not the number.
No, that's her bingo number.
But she played for the T-Birds and a couple of other teams.
I remember the T-Birds, yes.
Yeah, yeah, and then she played for some other team and they all used to jet off here and, you know, they used to say, listen, this second round, we need a bit of excitement, you know. So
yeah.
So what's her name's going to gang up on them. And
Yeah.
So, but she was really – so wow. She gave me her phone number. She said, next time you come down to dog park, I've got all these old magazines and things with photos and stuff. And it was I felt happy that I'd made her day, that someone remembered
Jono,
everything.
How cool is that?
But I was really cool talking to her, you know. It was giving me little insights of what was going on and who was who was a bitch and who who was a bitch on field but really nice.
But nice off field,
And the time that Brian Beery didn't remember her name, so she got someone to, you know how they whipped them out?
Yeah.
Whipped them and into the railing and landed on it, smashed it and said, next time you don't remember your name. No, you'll never forget my name again, will you? And he...
Oh, how about that?
And they're all laughing and he never did forget her name again.
Funny that.
Yeah. That was good.
I bet you they got injured occasionally. Same as in the wrestling.
She showed me some of her scars and that.
Wow.
One time she tore a hamstring right from the top to the bottom.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
That's months of recovery.
I know. Yeah.
Something like that. Wow.
And when she first started, you know, she got 10 pound a game.
Okay, yeah.
You know, the Sydney Stadium.
Yes, yes.
She said that was a rubbish track. It was so rough.
Oh, really? There you go.
Yeah. So anyway, if she lends me or she might even, I don't know. If
whatever, yeah.
I'll see if I can get a lend of them to show you, but...
How good would it be to take a photo of a couple of them and whack them on our Facebook page? That'd be a good idea.
Anyway, back to the dodgy song. Well, the supervisor wasn't too impressed with last week's dodgy. She didn't think it was dodgy at all.
I got in trouble for that.
So we'll see how we go this week. This is Peter Sellers from...
I got put on report for that.
I know.
Yeah.
So you should.
Yeah, so
I'm
you should.
Still copping.
This is from 1959. So
are you.
Right, you're on report.
more pig report times three. Okay.
Ha, you got more than me. I only got two.
I'm going to cop it all night now.
All right, here he is. This is called Any Old Iron. How you could sing a song about an iron, I'll never know, but here we go.
Any old iron, any old iron, any old iron. You look neat, talk about a treat. You look never from your dappy to your feet. Dressed in style, brand new tile and your father's old green tie on. I wouldn't give you something for your old watch chain. Old iron, old iron. Cool. Just a week or two ago, my poor Uncle Bill went and kicked the bucket and he left me in his will. The other day I popped around to see poor Auntie Jane. She said, your Uncle Bill has left you a watch and chain. I put it on right across my vest. Thought I looked it down there as it dangled on my chest. Just to flash it off, I started walking round about. A lot of kiddies followed me and all began to shout. Any old iron, mate, any old iron. Any old iron. You look neat to talk about a treat. You look dapper from your napper to your feet. You're dressed in style with a brand new tile in your paw, but old green tie on. I wouldn't give it up for your old watch chain. Old iron, old iron. And now, Fred Spoons would like to give you a solo. Well, Fred.
I'd like to continue the rhythmic melody what you just heard on my melody spoons. Thank you.
Go on, let me hear that EPNS, Fred. Oh, temperamental, isn't he? Oh, any old iron, any old iron, any old iron. You look neat, talk about street. Yim bomb biddle on your feet. You look nice, dressed in ice. A father's old green tie on. I wouldn't give you comfort for your old watch chain. Old iron, old iron. Oh, you look neat, talk about a treat. You look dapper from your napper fridge, but you got an old green tie, pair it's you in your eye. Got a monocle that's sticking in your old bench boy. Butchers in your shoes, blue suede shoes. Don't you roll me, daddy, oh, rock away your blues. You got a lolly for the rain and a brand new cane. Oh, I wouldn't give you something for your old watch chain. Old iron, old iron. Any old iron, any old iron, any old iron. Ooh, you look neat, talk about a treat. You look dapper from your napper to your feet. Cool. Brand new tie with your barber's old green tie on. Oh, I wouldn't give a chance for your old watch chain. Old iron, old iron. Grab a neck of York to smoke your pipe. Ooh, poo.
I say, you down there?
Hello?
Do you want some old iron?
Yeah.
Oh, mate. I've been spun to.
Yeah, that's a different version to the Any Old Iron that I don't know who did the original, or unless that's the original.
Well, see, the listeners don't know that we talked about a version. So
yeah, I was talking to John earlier about a version of Any Old Iron, and it finishes with, "We'll even take an old tin kiwi." I think it might have been a New Zealand artist that did it.
An old tin kiwi.
"We'll even take an old tin kiwi."
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go.
But that's the same. It's the same song.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Well, that was Peter Sellers. I thought it was a bit dodgy. What do you reckon, Supervisor?
4 out of 4, Frank's on report.
That was not dodgy. Oh. It was funny.
Oh, that's a bit harsh.
4 out of 4.
Oh. You know what? I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
It was very catchy. I started like, "Any old iron, any old iron,
Precisely.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, it was still dodgy.
Pete, not that hilarious.
Peter Sellers, how good.
Well, sometimes a bit overbearing.
Oh, yeah, but he,
Sort of a bit like you.
Can you put that on report, please? Thank you.
You can't put things on report.
No, but I can ask. I can request. I'm a report requester.
Oh, I see.
Oh.
A report requester.
How do you get that certificate?
Is that going to Cert 4, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, dearie me. Can you put me on report, please?
What, 5 times?
Well, I've got that track coming up for you after this next track that I picked out for you.
Thank you, mate.
It's 26 minutes to 8, in case you're wondering what time it is. I'll just quickly check the traffic, just in case someone's, what's happened here? Punch Bowl Road near Griffith Avenue. Oh, a pedestrian and a car. One of two westbound lanes closed.
Oh, no.
It's happening a lot. So that's Punch Bowl Road near Griffith Avenue. Look out for that. Horsley Park, the Horsley Drive at Ferrers Road, there's a truck breakdown, so that'll be delaying you there. Mm. And still at Bexley North, Bexley Road at Cannonberry Grove, there's a hazard gas leak. So look out for that. Don't light any matches.
That's been going on for a while, John.
It has.
That one, yeah.
Must be a big gas leak.
Mm.
Still to come, Lord Pig's Pig Thought in a couple of tracks.
Yes.
His movie review, a 78 rev per minute, Weekly World News, and In Concert Tonight, which is Ozark Mountain Daredevils, Baby Animals, and REO Speedwagon.
Awesome.
Here's the Fooies. Monkey Wrench. We'll be right back.
on my folder.
We'll be right back.
Live 9.5, Rock and Roll Smorgasbord, John Robb, Lord Pig, the supervisor, and Gidget.
Oink. Oh, sorry.
From the top, we had the Foo Fighters and, what was that, Monkey Wrench. And just then, a track for Lord Pig, and he talked all the way through it. That was Ted Nugent and Tail Gunner.
Yeah, that's not a bad song, actually.
Didn't even hear it.
I did hear it.
Didn't you talk the whole way through it?
That's early Nugent, if you must know. See, I did hear it.
What
did
you call 1982 early, yeah, when he started in 1976.
Yeah, but he did a lot of stuff after 82.
Yeah, but he's mid-Nugent.
All right, mid-Nuge.
What's he like now? He's a fat porker. Look, that's before he put on weight.
Oh, I know. Wasn't he as fit as a fiddle in the old days?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, I'm glad you enjoyed that, talking about wood and stuff.
Wow.
I love talking about wood.
I bet you do. Oh, well, what have we got coming up? Pay a few bills, perhaps.
Even the best education won't help you get ahead in your career if you can't communicate your ideas effectively. Every day, competition for advancement in the workplace gets tougher. You need an edge. There's a non-profit organisation called Toastmasters that can help. Toastmasters gives you the confidence to express your ideas to anyone. In good times or bad, it helps to have the Toastmasters edge. To find a meeting near you, visit toastmasters.org.au.
Australia is facing a devastating season of bushfires, losing millions of hectares of bushland, wildlife, property, and tragically many human lives too. Please join us at Northmead Bowling Club on Saturday the 22nd of February from 1pm till 6pm for a family day fundraising event with all proceeds going directly to Horsley Park Rural Fire Brigade. There'll be fantastic live entertainment with Lenny's Girl and Party Inc., raffles, face painting, petting zoo, a huge kids' playground, sausage sizzle, fire trucks, and Alive 90.5 doing an outside broadcast. Come along and join us as a way of saying thank you to the men and women who bravely put their lives at risk to save others, and to remember those who pay the ultimate price while doing so. It's at NBC, that's Windsor Road, Northmead, Saturday the 22nd of February, 1pm till 6pm, and this message is gratefully supported by Walsh & Sullivan Real Estate, Barking Dog Boxing, Northmead Bowling Club, and Alive 90.5. If you enjoy the classic hits of the 60s to the 80s and the latest tracks from current popular performers, then the Easy Listening Afternoon Show with Ross Higgins is for you. It's on every Saturday from 1 till 5 p.m. right here on Alive 90.5.
Your manners are positively disgusterating.
Oh, and so are Lord Pig's pig thoughts. Take it away, Lord.
Thank you for noticing. Tonight's pig thought. The thought
was... Oh, I thought that was it.
Nothing.
Sorry.
The thought wars are over. The only known casualty was Lord Pig from the planet Earth. That is tonight's pig thought.
We'll be right back. valley tonight. There's a man in the shadows with a gun in his eye and a blade shining no so bright. There's evil in the air and there's thunder in the sky and a killer's on the bloodshot streets. On down in the tunnel with a deadly horizon, oh, I swear I saw a young boy down in the gutter. He was starting to foam in the heat. Oh, baby, you're the only thing in this whole world that's good and good and right. And wherever you are and wherever you go, there's always gonna be some light. But I gotta get out, I gotta break it out now before the final crack of dawn. So we gotta make the most of our one night together. When it's over, you know we'll both be so alone. Crawling on back to you. I'm gonna hit the highway like a battering ram on a silver black Phantom bike. Oh, when the metal is hot and the engine is hungry, I'm all about to see the light. Nothing ever grows in this rotten old hole, and everything is stunted and lost.
We'll be right back. And I'm dying at the bottom of the pit in the blazing sun. Torn and twisted at the foot of a burning bike. And I think somebody somewhere must be tolling a bell. And the last thing I see is my heart still beating. I'm breaking out of my body and flying away like a bat out of hell. And I'm dying at the bottom of a pit in a blazing sun. Oh, torn and twisted at the foot of a burning light. And I think somebody somewhere must be tolling the bell.
Sound, your community, Alive 90.5.